It's 15 days to the December polls. Hashtag Stop Galamsey now still on. Good morning. Welcome to the news at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM, Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, and on myjoyonline.com. We are also live in all 16 regions of Ghana. We are on X Spaces and on Facebook. Coming up, the two main political parties, NDC and MPP, slag it out at the Joy News Water Aid Manifesto debate, with the NDC promising to enact a national climate law, while the MPP will put in place a wash-resilient infrastructure.
We had promised to enact and pass the national climate change law.
Building climate-resilient water and sanitation infrastructure.
Later today at the University of Ghana, stakeholders will gather in a street debate to highlight the role of the youth in the destruction of the environment in the Made in Joy News DWTV street debate.
DW News collaborating with the multimedia group like you've never seen it before. Can't wait.
We expect it to be a great event. Students will be here. We have experts coming in and people in the mining industry also.
Also in this bulletin, Parliament's Assurance Committee to drag officials of the FDA Education Ministry and Laments African Limited before the committee over allegations of unwholesome rice supplied to some senior high schools in Ghana.
The National Food Buffer Stock Company has questions to answer. Then the FDA, why are we seeing all of these conflicting test results? Certainly the Ministry of Education.
What's up in business?
Hi, Hannah. International Monetary Fund Board set to meet early December to disburse $360 million to Ghana as it debates, as it describes, rather, program performance is good. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And we'll also tell you about a mother's tears, a family's fight, and a stranger's kindness. This is the story of 10-year-old Lisa Lai as she battles bone marrow and blood cancer. We have the details of these and more with me, Hannah Odami. Thanks for staying with us. Now, it was a contest of promises between the two major political parties on how they will tackle major concerns confronting the country at the maiden edition of the Joy News Water Aid Manifesto debate on wash and climate change. The two participants, Dr. Henry Kwabena Kokofu, a member of the MPP Manifesto team, and Professor Nana Ama Brown Kluche, a member of the NDC Natural Resources, Mining and Science Committee, outlined their plans to recover the polluted water bodies as a result of illegal mining activities. Here is a news desk report.
The maiden edition of the Joy News Water Aid Manifesto debate on wash and climate change tested the two main political parties' plans to decisively tackle water, sanitation, hygiene, and climate change. Member of the NDC Manifesto Committee on Natural Resources, Mining and Science, Professor Nana Ama Brown Kluche revealed that her party will pass laws to deal with the pressing challenges presented by climate change.
The NDC is mindful of the threats from climate change. And so in the manifesto, we had promised to enact and pass the national climate change law.
But the governing NPP had a different alternative. Member of the MPP manifesto team, Dr. Henry Kwabena Kokofu, said the next administration intends to build resilient wash infrastructure to tackle the effects of climate change.
The national climate strategy will include building climate resilient water and sanitation infrastructure services, ensuring the country is ready to the challenges posed by the increasing droughts and floods.
Ghana's natural resources is under threat due to the alarming rise in illegal mining activities, commonly known as Galamsey, which has led to severe pollution of water bodies and the destruction of fertile lands. In response to this urgent crisis, Joy News, in collaboration with DWTV, is organizing a street debate to engage experts, stakeholders, and the public in a robust discussion. Here's what to expect later today.
The event, set to take place at the University of Ghana's BAM Library, aims to dissect the root causes of Galamsey. The street debate will blend expert presentations, moderated discussions, and active audience participation.
So it's the street beat in Ghana. We are in partnership with one of our big partners.
My name is Derek Elom, and I'm the director for the street debate we're having in the University of Ghana.
We expect it to be a great event. Students will be here. We have experts coming in and people in the mining industry also joining us.
The team here at Joy News is ready for this exciting collaboration as we tackle the issues that matter most to you.
The 77% DW News collaborating with the multimedia group like you've never seen it before. Can't wait.
Sarah Mensah's report read to you.
Parliament's Assurance Committee will in the coming days commence investigation into allegations that unwholesome rice was supplied to some senior high schools across the country. The inquiry will focus on the roles of the Food and Drugs Authority, Education Ministry, and Lamens Africa Limited. The FDA says proper due diligence was conducted, insisting the rice will not jeopardize the health of the students. But Joseph Yao Beni is FDA's Director of Legal and Corporate Affairs. He's insisting the rice was good for consumption.
The laboratories that were accredited were allowed to do this test. One in India, one in Ghana, Center for Scientific Research, the CSIR, the Food Research, did it, and FDA did a confirmatory test. And so those three laboratory tests tell us that the product qualities can still be used. The product can be used based on the qualities that have been tested in the three laboratories. And based on that, the best before date was extended to April, not to December, as the manufacturer requested. They applied for extension of the best before date, and the processes, we took them through the processes. And once they qualified to have the date extended, we did that.
While the chairman of the Assurance Committee, Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa, also insists some schools receive the food even after the new shelf life of the rice had expired. Let's move on. And the New Patriotic Party says it supports the decision by the Ghana Police Service to use brute force to deal with violent situations that may arise on December 7. This is in reaction to the reaffirmation by the Inspector General of Police that the police will not hold back in trying to ensure peace and order in chaotic situations during the elections. James Aveji has more in this report.
The Ghana Police Service, led by IGP Dr. George Akufo-Dampare, has been engaging leadership of the various political parties.
We want the assurance from the security agencies that irrespective of political position, irrespective of whether MPP, NDC, whatever party, no one should be above the law.
The IGP was firm on the fact that the police will not hesitate to use brute force in occasions that demand so.
Where we need to engage, we will engage. Where we need to de-escalate, we will de-escalate. But where we need to be merciless within the context of rule of law, we'll stop at nothing.
Now, a mother's tears, a family's fight, and a stranger's kindness. This is the story of 10-year-old Lisa Lai. Diagnosed with cancer of the blood, her family sold everything to save her, but still fell short. Today, there's help in the offering as CEO of Engineers and Planners in Jata Cement steps in to cover the over $100,000 bone marrow transplant to be done in South Africa. Emmanuel Givenu has more in the following report.
She fights for her life, battling stage 4 leukemia.
Lisa went for career day at school, and then my mother was called by the school authorities that Lisa was complaining of body pains.
Just weeks ago, Lisa was all bubbly in school.
I was devastated when the news was broken to me that Lisa has been diagnosed with stage 4 leukemia, which happens to be the cancer of the blood and bone marrow.
Sorry. Her survival now depends on urgent treatment in South Africa, costing over $100,000.
I had started selling my assets and it wasn't getting anywhere. I have sold my little plot of land that I had, but
desperation drove the family to social media, sharing Lisa's story and pleading for help. The post went viral, catching the attention of a man known for his generosity.
Mr. Ibrahim Bawa doesn't look at the cost when it comes to saving somebody's life, making sure that we get Lisa to South Africa and for her to go through the procedure. And we have the doctors on standby and the nurses as well.
Finally, the beautiful girl is smiling.
Lisa will leave to South Africa accompanied by her family and doctors. It is the beginning of a critical fight, but one she no longer has to face alone.
I would like to use this medium to thank him, and Lisa is grateful.
Lisa's journey is far from over, but thanks to an act of kindness, she now has a chance to see her dream of becoming a pediatrician come true. Emmanuel Givenu, Joy News, Ridge Hospital.
And with a heart of kindness, we end the news at 6 with me, Hannah Odame. You can log on to myjoyonline.com for more news. Thanks for your company.